Okay, Shalom Rabbosai, today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Nun Beis. We basically have some Agadata until the end of the Perek. Now, we're not going to finish the Perek today, but we have some more Agadata. We have been talking about the end of a person's life and the weakness that a person kind of feels and has as he gets older. We are three lines up from the bottom, Rabbi Chanina. So Rabbi Chanina's daughter passed away. He was not crying about her. Right? We had mentioned before that crying after a person is 40 years old, right? So that's bad for his eyesight. But apparently Rabbi Chanina didn't cry about his daughter's death. His wife said to him, what, Tanagolta Afkis me Besecho? What did you lose? A chicken? Right? Meaning, like, how could you be so, you know, detached that you wouldn't cry? So, Amalah, Tarti Techla Ivivra. What? He said, do you want me to have two things happen to me? Should I lose my kids, Rahman al-Slan, and go blind? Right? Meaning, when he was already older. So he was afraid, Rashi says already, that he could go blind from his crying because, there's a medrash that says that when Yitzchak, the tears of the malachim fell into Yitzchak's eyes, so he went blind. It's not exactly the case over here, but we do see similarly that there is some sort of concept. The person, at least the Gemara says here that, above that we said yesterday, that, you know, a person cries, and so the body does not replenish the tears that a person loses. Okay, so he was just simply saying that he was trying to save himself from going blind, right? Rachmanah Litzlan, but he wasn't not upset over the death of his daughter. Savar Laki Hada Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yosi Ben Katzarta. Apparently, Rabbi Chanina held like this: that Shesh Demos Hain Shalosh Yafos for Shalosh Ros. That there are six types of tears and three good, three bad. Shal Ashan Mishal Bechi Mishal Beis Akise. If you, for whatever reason, you cry because of smoke, because of sadness, or because of difficulty in the bathroom, so then rose. Apparently, that's bad. Shalsam, v'shal schok, v'shal peros. Anything because of either any medicine or from laughter or from any vegetables like onions or whatever. So that that's yafos. Apparently, those tears are good. I know I had a Rebbe who told me once that whenever you chop onions and you're crying, so think about Davin. Daven, the base of Mikdash should be rebuilt, etc. Daven for Am Yisrael, that's crying for whatever reason. I thought that was very, right, at the time when I heard it, I was like, that's ridiculous. But obviously now, as I get a bit older, so I do definitely certainly appreciate that perspective. Okay. Again, we've been talking about the Pesukim in Kohelet to talk about how a person gets older. So the Gemara continues and does that. And it says, Beyom Sheyazu Shomrei Habayis V'Yisavu. When the Shomrei Habayis, when the guards in the house will, I guess, tremble or shake, v'is'avu, and they will get lower. Bayom she'yaziu Shomrei Habayis, what's that referring to? Eilu haksolim batzlos. That's again talking to about a person. The ksolim and the tzlos is the middle. The tzela is his ribs. The ksalim is the muscles by the ribs, whatever they're called. V'is'avu anshei hachayil, eilu hashokayim, that's the legs. Uvatlavatochanim, that's shinayim, that's the grinders of the teeth, right? That our teeth grind. Fachashkwa rose, barubos, elohinayim, that's talking about the eyes. That person, again, loses his the abilities of his youth as he gets older. Amalei Kesar, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chanina. The Caesar said to Rabbi Yeshua ben Chanina, my time alo us is the Be'avidan. Why did you come to Be'avidan? Right? Be'avidan, as we mentioned before in the Masechta, was a place where you would have debates between the Goyim and the Jews. And apparently, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chanina was a frequent visitor of these debates, defending the Jewish faith. So once the Caesar, I guess, he didn't show, and the Caesar said to him, why weren't you there? So Malay, Tor Talag, tough is interchangeable with shin, so the Tor, the mountain, is Talag, is Shaleg, is snowy. Sacharone Glidin, it's surrounded by ice. Kalbohi lo Navchin, the kelev, the kalboi, lo navchin, the dog doesn't bark. Tachanoi lo tochnin, the grinders don't grind. And Beirav Omri, they said, he added another one that he said, Adla avidna bechishna, and for something that I didn't lose, I am looking for. So basically all those things were an allusion to the fact that he got old. He had grown white hair, and he had forgotten, his teeth weren't working, and he'd forgotten his Torah, or he'd forgotten his logic, whatever, meaning there was no point for him to show up because he was already an old man and he couldn't handle it. He couldn't already debate. Tanya will end up Raisa, Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, Omer, Tava Trey Mithlas. Two is Trey, two. Tava is better, Mithlas, and three. Referring what? So Rashi says over here, what's it called? If you look at Rashi, Tovim Bezer Aglaim Shalimei Bachrus, the two legs of a youth is better than Migimal Shalzikna, than the three legs when a person is old. What does that mean? It doesn't grow a leg, but it's Shetzarech Meshenes in Raglav. A person needs a cane. So ends up walking with three legs. Vaila Lechada, back in the Gemara, Vaila Lechada de Azla Velo Asya, Oyvei, to the one thing that leaves and never comes. Umayhi, what is that? I'm Rav Chista Yenuka, my person's youth. Or Yankusa, his person's youth. Kiyas Rav Dimi came to Bavel Amar, he said, Yankusa Klila Devarda. Youth is like roses. And Sibusa, and being old, is Klila De Chilfa. Is like, Chilfa is like bad smelling produce. So, right, the person is beautiful when he's young, and already smells bad when he is old. Tana Mishmei de Rabbi Meir, Dok Bekachi Vetishkach Benigri. Chew with your teeth, and you'll find it in your steps, meaning whatever you eat will help you and nourish your body, right? Make you healthier, right? Eat well. Shinemar's Pazik says, Vinispar Lechem Vinia Tovim. Right, you should eat. I guess the pasuk ends. Right, you should be satiated with bread, and you'll be good, and you won't see any bad. Okay, I'm really Shmuel Rav Yehuda Shinna. I said Rav Yehuda, sharp one. It's a compliment. Right, Sharish Shokayach or Sakeach, I think maybe it is. Vayalachma. Right, open up your sack, meaning your mouth. Let the bread go in. And Arbayin Shani Michla Mali Mikan Veilach Mishdi Mali. Because until 40, food is good for you. Until liquid, and after that, liquid is good for you. So you didn't, right? Eat your Wheaties. Eat your, as the old advertisement goes. Amrlei ha'hu gozah l'Rabbi Yeshua ben Karchan. Now Rabbi Yeshua went back and forth with the gozah. Gozah, Rashi says, is saris, is a eunuch, someone who was castrated. It's duki haya, and he was a kofar. So they went back and forth with these insults here. Tzduki, the Soris, said to him, "How far is it from here to Korcha, to Karchina?" Right? Apparently, he was bald. Right? We should have been Korcha. He was bald. So not only was father named Korcha, suddenly he was bald. So you're saying, "How far is it to your town of baldness or whatever?" So I'm right. Kamehachal goes not right as far as it is to the town of castration. Tzaduki said back to him, Barcha Karcha Barba. Right, a bald person, but it's talking about a goat. A goat is bald because it does not have as much hair as a sheep. So it's, meaning it's sold for 4 dinars, I guess, or silver pieces, gold pieces, whatever. It's but for 4 coins in the marketplace. Amalai Ikra Shalifa Batimnia. So a castrated one is sells for 8. Okay, fine. Again, the Tzaduki saw that Rabbi Yeshua was not wearing shoes. So Amalei, Da'al Sus Melech, someone who rides on the king's horse, Da'al Chor Ben Chorin, Da'al Sus, Melech. Someone who rides on a horse is a king, Da'al Chomor Ben Chorin, if you ride on a donkey, you are a free man. And Udiminale Bereglohi Bar Inish, if you have shoes on your feet, so then you're a person. But loha de loha. But if you have neither of them, the chafir v'kavir tav mineh. Right, so it's better to be buried in the ground. So Amalei said to him, "Goza goza," eunuch. Tlas amartli. You said 3 things, and tlas shamat. And now you have to hear 3 more insults. Right, hadras panim zakan. The best thing about a face, the hadar, the glory of a face, is its beard. Simchas leiv isha. The simcha of a person's heart is a wife, and Nachlas Hashem Banim, and the inheritance, the Yerusha, the Nachla of a person is its children, meaning obviously he was making fun of him because he couldn't have children. Baruch HaMakom Sheminah HaMikulam. Baruch blesses HaKadosh Baruch Hu who did not allow you to have anything. So Amar Lai said to him, Karcha Metsuyayna, you frustrating bald person. So Amar Lai, Ikara Shlifa Tochacha. Right? Don't, why are you throwing away my Tochacha? Right? You started, right? Why did you, don't throw away my rebuke. Okay, they're going back and forth, right? Having a good time with each other, I guess. Amar Lai Rabbi, the Rishon Ben Chalafta. Why don't we see you on the Chag? Just like my forefathers, got saw your forefathers. Why? I guess their families got together, or he was trying to be polite and say, usually we come see your Rebbe on Yom Tov, right? That's a thing to be older regal to see your Rebbe. So I guess he was being polite, or either he was saying that Mamish that they had a family minute. I'm just checking Rashi over here. Right, Rashi says already the first Rashi on the second side, right? Rashi here is in place of Tosos, not Tosos, but if you look at the top Rashi, so on the second, on the Tosos side, Lo hikbalta upon him derech hanava amar kamar, meaning he was being polite, Rabbi was saying to Rabbi Shimon, but he basically asked him why he didn't see him, Rabbi Yontif. So Amar Lai, Sloim nasir gavoim, the rocks have become tall, Krovim nasir rechokim, the things that are close have become far, Mishtaim nasir shalosh, and again that's the allusion to that a person who walked on two legs, and now he walks on three legs, and Mesim Shalom, right, meaning that he was walking with a cane, and Mesim Shalom Babayis Batil. The thing that creates Shalom Bayis in the house is no good, is gone. As Rashi explains that there was no, right, he was too old to have Tashmish with his wife. That usually helps certainly create Shalom Bayis. Basically, he told him he got too old, and then just said he couldn't make it. Okay. So back in back to Kohala, the pausing in Kohalas, Sergur de Lassayim Bashuk. The doors are closed in the marketplace. Eilu nikav shalatam, that is the openings of a person. Right? When a person gets older, they get stopped up. Right? As we know, that's not healthy. Right? We say that in Asher Yetzer all the time. The korkoman is the stomach. Usually it refers to chicken stomach. But okay, is stomach she'enu tochen, does not grind. Right? When a person gets older, does not digest well. Even just the chirping of a bird will wake an old person from their sleep. What is that referring to? That's shafilu kol sarim visaros, or probably sharim visaros. Domos alav kashucha. Right, all the songs, all the voices are very like a shucha is a whisper, so they sound very low. Right, again, a person's hearing deteriorates. Even Barzillai HaGiladi said to David that Barzillai HaGiladi, if you know the story in Malachim, or I guess in Shmuel, rather, Shmuel Beis, that when David had a rebellion with Avshalom, or not with, I guess, against Avshalom, Avshalom rebelled against David, so Barzillai HaGiladi helped out David in his, gave him his food and stuff. And when David went back to Yerushalayim after Avshalom had been killed, so Barzillai came out to him and said, "Ben Shmonim Shana Anochi Ayom Shehaida Ben Tov L'Ra." Meaning David wanted to come with him. He said, "Barzillai said to him, there was no point because I'm 80 years old. I don't know anything between I don't know good from bad." Deos and Shotzat Zekin and Mishtanos. Right? We understand that the a person gets older. Right? Their ability to function in terms of their brain. Right, again, it deteriorates at some point. Right, he said he couldn't even eat any food. Right, or again, the sifsosam, their lips either get swollen or they separate. Right, he's not able to eat so well and enjoy the food. And Ishma Od Bekol Sarim Visaros, can I even hear any songs? Right, Mikanshah's name shows Kenya Miskavdos, right? Their hearing starts to go, right? And again, we all know that, what happens to as a person when it gets older. Amar Rav, and Rav says, Barzillai Agadi Shakara Hava, or Shakara Hava, right? He was actually a liar, right? He wasn't actually, he didn't really want to go back with David. Dahi Amsa Dahavi Bey Rebbe, right? There was a servant, a maid servant in Rebbe's house. Bastishim Vitartin Shanim, she was 92. Tavataima Kidra, and she was the one who went to taste all the dishes in the kitchen. So obviously she still had her sense of taste. Right? So Rava explains why that Barzillai was missing this aspect. because Barzilai Giladi Shatok Bzima Hava. Right, he was actually not so frum. Right, he was a deal, you know, kind of like bumming around in terms of perhaps Gilerayos. Zima usually means some sort of lewd activity, right? It usually refers to Gilerayos. Anybody who's dealing with that, who does that when he's younger, so then he has all his zikna, the old age, kofetes, kind of jumps up on him, right? He surprises him. And so apparently he was just, yeah, I guess it just happened, and Barzilai was like, listen, I lost all of my abilities. You know, what do you want me to do? But really, it wasn't true that all old people have this happen to them, just because Barzilai was a shtigl behema when he was younger. Tanya Lindner Braisa. Rabbi Yishmael ben Rabbi Yossi Omer, again a little bit more upbeat and positive. Talmidei Chachamim calls man shemezkinim chachma nitosevet b'hem. As Talmidei Chachamim get older, right, they get more and more chachma. Shenemar bishishim chachma v'orach yamim tuuna. Right, and the older people have more wisdom. But v'amei haaretz calls man shemezkinim tipshus nitosevet b'hem. The opposite is true about amei haaretz. Right, they get even dumber. Shenamar Meisir Safal and Nevanim Vatam Zkenim Ikach, right? Kosh Baruch Hu takes away from the old people the Safal, the way their ability to speak, and etc., etc. And Tam and their logic, etc. Gam Migova Yirau, people are afraid of the puzzle, again, more of the puzzle in Koheles, they're afraid of heights. Shafilu Gav Shushis Ketana Doma Alov Kahari Harim, even a small little kind of slope appears to the old person like a tremendous mountain. V'chatchatim baderech, b'shashem halach baderech, nasu lo tevahim. A person, right, when an older person is walking, so he's still very stressed, right, because he may fall or whatever, he can't, you know, jump over the curbs like he used to. V'yinayit hashaked zuk kliboses, that's referring to the hip. V'yistakalach agav elo agavos, that is the person's tush, and the muscles of the tush. V'tafer ha'evyona zuchemda, and that is the desire. For a woman, that a person loses his desire, he gets older. Amar of Kahana kind of says, "My dechtiv ki hu amar vayei." Right, hu tziva vayamu. That pasuk, right, perhaps you're very familiar. Pasuk in Tehillim. So zu isha, that's referring to a woman. Hu tziva. Sorry, jumped the gun a little bit. Hu tziva vayamu. What's that? Ilu banim. Because Baruch Hu commanded. That's children. Tana v'le derbeisa. Right, because Baruch Hu created this desire. For women and to have children, right? As Rashi says over here, that it is something Kosh Baruch Hu put that in man. Where is that Rashi over there? 1 second. I don't see it. Okay. Sorry. Zu Isha, towards the bottom. If you look on Tosa's side, im lo al pi gzeiras hamelech. Lo haisa ru'ula le'isavos lo. Right, it must be, Rashi says, as we'll see in a second, that the Gemara explaining that it must be something divinely ordained about man's desire for a woman. Right, it must be that Kosh Baruch Hu put this into people. Back in the Gemara, to have the idea to procreate, that people, right, why would a person want to procreate? Where does that come from? So Kosh Baruch Hu put it in Tana, because we learned it in Raisa. Isha chemas malei tzoa, a woman is like a kli of feces, right? Upia malei dam, and her mouth is full of blood. Again it's in saying that a person desires the areas right lower down on a woman, right, even though they're not objectively attractive. It seems to, right, they secrete these kind of objectively disgusting items. Right, but v'akol ratzan acharei, but everybody runs after her. Right? If you would have just taken it at face value, perhaps there wouldn't have been very attractive or whatever. But Kosh Baruch Hu put this desire for man to run after women. Okay, so the pasuk keeps on going and says, "Ki olech adam el beis olamo." A person goes to his beis olamo, right, his eventual house. Obviously, talking about the next world. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, malamei shekol tzadik v'tzadik nosen lo mador lefi kavodo. Right, every tzadik gets a house according to his kavod. Like a king who comes into a city with his servants, when they come in, they all come through the same gate. But when then they sleep, right? You give, you know, the nice rooms to the higher ranking officers, the lower rooms to the lower ranking officers. Right? A person passes away, so everybody comes through, everybody gets buried, everybody comes through the same gate. But in Olam Haba, so right, obviously everyone gets a dwelling, quote unquote, the fi kvodo. If I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, my dichtiv ki hayaldus vashachar is hevel. What does it mean that youth is hevel, havalim, akol havel, it's a waste? So dvarim sha'adam osa v'yalduso mashkirim panav le'yizikna, right? Things that a person does when he's young, right, will mess himself over when he becomes older. And Rashi says that's having too much tashmish, right? Rov tashmish. A lot of tashmish will impact a person's health later on in life. V'am Rabbi Yitzchak, kasha riba lames kemacha debasar achai. Right, a worm eating, a corpse in the ground, that's buried in the ground, is as painful to a person who is dead as sticking a needle in someone who's alive. Shneimer's pasuk says, "Ach b'sarav alav yichav." Right, his flesh will hurt it. Right, Amar Rav Chisda, "Nafsho shel adam misabelas alav kol shiva." A person's nefesh mourns over him during the shiva. Shneimer v'nafsho alav te'avel. Right, his soul will mourn. Uksev, the pasuk says, "Vayas laviv evel shivas yamin." Right, we've seen that evel is 7 days. That pasuk is by Yaakov when he passes away, right? Yeah. And Yosef did that for Yaakov, right? 7 days. I think Egypt mourned him longer, but Yosef made the Eval for 7 days, if I'm not mistaken. I'm trying to remember, because there was it must be, Bereishis Nun, yeah, okay, fine. Okay, anyway, Viter. I'm Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says like this. Right, again, basically that the nefesh is mourning over the body. If you have a mace that does not have anybody to comfort, right, meaning to mourn or to comfort the people who are related to the mace, right, if he has nobody to take care of him. 10 people should go and sit where he in his place. Rashi says, Makom Shemeshem, the place where he died. Okay. And the Gemara says, "Ahu de shachar b'shavusi de Rabbi Yehuda." And certainly, sure enough, somebody passed away in the neighborhood of Rabbi Yehuda. Lo hayalom menachemim, and there, lo and behold, there was nobody to mourn for them. And kol yom havadavar Rabbi Yehuda be'asara, every day Rabbi Yehuda would get 10 people be'asve b'duchta, and he would sit there, right where the guy died. After 7 days, the guy came to Rabbi Yehuda in a dream, and Amalei said to him, "Tanuch datcha she'anachta ezdati." Right, your mind should be relaxed because you put my mind at ease. And apparently, that was an appropriate thing to do. Amar Rabbi Avo, "Kol she'omrim bifnei ameis yodei ad she'istamagolel." Anything that you say in front of a dead person, the person knows until the golel, the top of the casket, is closed. Right, that's the when people say at a funeral, right, when the person is a minig, certainly well known minig in Am Yisrael to apologize and beg mechila from a mace, right, and say, if this person, would have is listening, I'm sure they're listening, I'm sure they know. It's not just the avilim in their trauma trying to make themselves feel better. It's definitely is a makor right here in the Gemara, that the nefesh at least hovers over the mace at least for until the body is buried, and you're going to see in 1 second even longer. Right, so I guess we'll just read that, right? Pligi bar Rabbi Chiya bar Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi. There's machlokas. Chad amar ad sheyistam agolo, v'chad amar ad sheyisak al abasar. One even says that even if until the flesh decays, right, that's already maybe even years. So the whole Indian of going to a grave and davening and talking to a mace, so it's not the, not crazy, obviously, definitely not crazy, Rahman al-Islam. It's a person talking to someone who they had a relationship with, but it could very well be, according to this Gemara, that the nefesh of the person is either there or he knows what's being said, right, by the grave. So it's not just a nice or emotional thing that people do. It certainly has a makor in the Gemara. Man damar ad sheyisak al basar, according to the man damar who says until the person decomposes, so the chtiv ach b'saro alav yichav nefesh alav tevel. Right, man damar he has a source in the pasuk. Man damar ad sheyistam agolel also has a pasuk. The chtiv yeshov yafar al haaretz kishalei. Okay. Tanu rabbanan, we learned in a brisa. Haruch tashuv elohu elokim asher nasana. Right, the nefesh goes up to the Kosh Baruch Hu who gave it. Obviously, Kosh Baruch Hu gave it. So the Gemara says, tana lo kamoshen asana lach. Please give it back to Kosh Baruch Hu like he gave it to you. So just like he gave it to you, Betara, so Af Ata Betara, so too we are charged to give back the Nefesh, the Neshama Betara. Mashal Malach Basar Vadam, it's a mashal for a king. Shechilik Bigdei Malchus La'avodav, that gave out clothing to his servants. So the Pikrin Shebehen Kivlem V'inuchem Bekufsa, the smart ones folded them up and put them away. I didn't wear them. I tipshin b'hem halchu ve'asu b'malacha. And the idiots, right, took them and wore them all over and to do their work. Le'amim b'keish ha'melech as kelev. Later, right, the king wanted them back. And pikrim shebehem kazirim lo kesheim meguhatsim. And the smart ones brought them back, fully dry cleaned. Right, because they didn't put them away. They didn't use them. Tipshin b'hem kazirim lo kesheim meguhatsim. And the idiots came back with dirty king's clothes. So Samach HaMelech Likras Pikrim V'Kas Likras Tipshim, right? He was happy with the smart people and he was angry at the stupid people. Pikrim Amar Yidnasnu Keli La'utza, right? Of the smart people, he said, "Oh, take these clothing back and put them back in my closet." Right? Like he put them straight back. Vehem Yechol Levatei L'Shalom, and they can go home with no problem. V'Tipshim Amar Keli Yidnasnu La'koves V'Hem Yitzchavshu V'Veis Asurin. For the idiots, so he said, "No, send this to the dry cleaner, and these guys should go to jail, right, for messing up my clothes." So, Avakosh Baruch Hu, so too, Al Gufan Shel Tzadikim Omer. For the tzadikim, he says, "Yavo Shalom Yanucha Mishkava Mishkuvosam." Right, let them come in peace, right, rest and chill where they lie, and let them relax in their grave. Al Nishmatam Hu Omer about the neshama, he says, "Vayisa Nefesh Adamitz Yerub Tzurazachayim." Right, that's what we say when Rachman Letzlan. That's the tough nun tzadihei teinish maso. Tzura b'tzura zechayim or beise or whatever the acronym is that's written on there pretty much every kever, right? Let the neshama be in that group of life, right? In olam haba al gufan shel rishayim omer, but for rishayim he says ein shama la amar hashem la rishayim al neshmasam ho omer das nefesh ayvecha yikalena besoch kaf hakala, right? And Kosh Baruch Hu is not so happy with that. Okay. Tanya, one of the rabbis, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Nishmasim shal tzadikim genuzos tachas kisei kavod. The neshama of tzadikim go to the kisei kavod. Shemar v'aisa nefesh adonit tzur b'tzur achayim. Mishal rishayim, but rishayish, Russia's neshama, zomos v'aluchos, they go, they're always going, they're always, they're always walking around, they're always, struggling, looking for something. Malach echad omer b'sof olam. There's one malach at the end of one side of the world, a malach echad omer himself olam, and a malach on the other side of the world, and they climb the shmasim zan zan, and they throw the neshamos back and forth, right? Like a game, almost, if you can imagine, like playing tennis, rachman al-tzlan. Shenemar es nevesh ayvecha yikalena besoch kaf hakela. If I'm not mistaken, there's a marsha here that talks about, I didn't look it up, but I think it's here, it's towards the end of the sechta, so it must be here, that... that this is a makor in the Gemara for the concept of Gilgula. Right? Usually we think of this whole reincarnation Gilgul type stuff to be like Kabbalistic and whatnot, and it definitely is. And I definitely have not learned the Zohar, so I don't know. But if I'm not mistaken, this is according to the Marsha, this is a makor that such a thing does exist. Not that we would know about it, because that's one of the deal. That's one of the conditions you come back to this world without knowing what your tikkun has to be, because obviously if you knew what your tikkun was, so then you can go do it and you'd fix it and it'd be totally fine. But yeah, if I'm not mistaken, I have to look it up later. I think there's a marsha here that says this talks about reincarnation. Okay, either way, meaning that the malach on one side of the world throwing the neshama back to the malach on the other side of the world, right? You can imagine one malach in the world of the living, one malach in the world of the dead, right? Throwing the neshama back in to get it fixed. Okay, right? Talking about the souls of the neshama of the rishayim, yeah? They have to go fix what they have mistaken in previous lifetimes. Okay, it's a little scary, but invite it. Amar le Rabbi le Rav Nachman, shel beinonim mai. What about the people in between? Right, you just told me about the tzadikim and the beinonim. So Amar le, ika shchivna de lo amri lechu hay milsa. If I had died, I wouldn't be able to tell you this. Kind of obvious, I guess, but maybe meant that no one else knew it. Okay, I'm not, whatever. But hakei Amar Shmuel, this is what Shmuel said. Elu ve'elu leduma nim sorry. Both the Beinonim, Rashi says, and the Rishayim are given to Duma. Who is Duma? What is Duma? So Rashi says, Malach HaMamona Alaruchos. Apparently that's the angel in charge of souls. Ruchos means winds, but it also means the soul and the neshama. So halalu yishlam manoach, halalu eimem manoach. For the people who were in the middle, so they get some sort of manoach, they get some rest, but for the Rishayim, not so lucky. Amar Rav Mari, Rav Mari says, Asidim tzadikim dehavu afra, the bodies of the tzadikim are going to end up being dust, shdichtiv ve'evo afar ha'laretz shkishahaya. Okay. Hanu kapuloi, there are diggers, shayu kafli ba'aradir, Rav Nachman, they were digging up once Rav Nachman's field or the land, Nocharbu Rav Achai Bar Yoshia, and they looked at it, they found and they saw Rav Achai Bar Yoshia. They accidentally dug him up. Rachman Litzlan, right? Rashi says, yeah, Shehaya Nikvar Sham, because he was buried there. So, yikes. So also you remember the Rav Nachman. So they ran back to Rav Nachman and said, Nachar Bar Gavra, we chanced upon someone who passed away. And so we found the corpse. So also Rav Amalei, Rav Nachman came back and said, Ma Nihu Amar, who are you? So Amalei, Ana Achai Bar Yoshia. So again, I am Achai Bar Yoshia. So Amalei said back to him, Blav Amar Rav Mari, but didn't Rav Mari say, Asida Tzadike Da'avu Afra? But I guess he recognized he recognized him, and he said the tzaddikim, he recognized that he was a tzaddik, the tzaddikim are supposed to be dust. I guess he wasn't. Right, this time he wasn't. So Amar Elay said back to him, Umani Mari, who is Mari? Tolei Dan Elay, I have no idea who he is. Who's Rav Mari? I don't know him. I mean, the Achai Bar Yoshia said, I don't know this Rav Mari. So Amar Elay, Bakruxim, it's a pasuk, what do you mean? We just quoted. So Amalei, so Rav Chaya said back to Rav Nachman, the Kriach Koheles, not Kriach Mishlei. Right? Okay, you must have learned Koheles, but you didn't learn Mishlei. Which, I guess, two Svarim that Shlomo HaMelech wrote, you only learned one, not the other. Dichtiv, because the Mazik says there, Urikava Tamos Kina, that bones only rot because of Kina, because of jealousy. Right, call me sheish lo kina believo atmos of Markiven. Call she ain lo kina believo atmos of Markiven. Ain atmos of Markiven. Right, meaning it's only someone who had jealousy during his lifetime will rot in the grave. But I was apparently Rav Achai was apparently a tzaddik. Was not jealous of other people, so there's no reason for my body to decompose. So Geshashe, so Nachman felt him. And Chazir Dispei Mamasha, he realized that I guess he was like, pinch me, right? He realized that it wasn't a ghost, it was actually a real mace. And that was talking to him. So Amalei, so he said to the mace, to Rav Achai, Liko Mar Begavi Debase, well, come to my house, let me give you something to eat. let me take care of you or something. So Amalei, Gali Sadei Tichta, Afil Nevi'i Lo Karis. Apparently, you haven't even read Nevi'im. You have a little bit of chutzpah when you're a mace. You can talk to the people who are living like that. You got nothing to lose, I guess. Apparently, you never even read Nevi'im. Right? The Chetiv, because the Pasuk says, "V'idatem ki ani Hashem pischei es kivrosehem." Right? And Rashi says that only the Kosh Baruch Hu is the one who can take people out of their kever. So, meaning not you. Right? Even though I appreciate the invite, but only Kosh Baruch Hu can do Tchis HaMesim. So Amalei, so he said back to him, Vaksiv, ki afar atavi alav atashuv. Right? Why didn't you turn back into afar, to dust? Right? Why didn't you decompose? So Amalei, ha'usha achas kodem Tchis HaMesim. So Rav Achai said back to Rav Nachman, that's only a moment before Tchis HaMesim. But right before Tchis HaMesim, right, everything will turn back to dust and the Kosh Baruch Hu will resurrect them, I guess. But before that, when they were talking, right, only people who are tzaddikim, right, their bodies will remain pristine because there's no reason for them to decompose. And again, there are stories, I don't know if it's real, but there are stories about someone who went into Maris Machpelah, spelunked into the cave over there, and saw some bodies talking, I don't know, not playing cards, I would imagine, but they were talking, I guess, in Torah or whatever. Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, I don't know if it was, obviously that's a story, I don't know if it's an urban legend or true, but again, the Makoros say that Tzadikim's body, they don't necessarily decompose, right? That's this Gemara certainly right here. Okay, Shkoyah Kodah Rabose, tomorrow we have the tremendous chus of finishing the Perek. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.